you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today on Daily Pop, Britney Spears is accusing her dad of conservatorship abuse, and Chrissy Teigen is refusing to keep quiet. Lonnie Love is back, so let's get started.
With my shake and go.
Oh, with her shake and go, boo.
I had my birthday party last night.
So she came ready.
You are fresh, by the way. You have not skipped a beat this morning.
I just had to be back with you. I love you, too. I love the stories that we're talking about. So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well,
somebody's wig came out dry this morning. Chrissy Teigen is getting real about being a member of the Cancel Club. Ooh. Founding member, probably. No. She wrote, I feel lost and need to find my place again. I need to snap out of this. I desperately want to communicate with you guys instead of pretending everything is okay. Cancel Club is a fascinating thing, and I have learned a whole lot. There is no winning. I'm just tired of being sick with myself all day.
Oh my God, you're snoozing.
Lonnie snoozing.
Okay, you start. Fine. What do you think?
No, I want to hear from the rich lady first.
Yeah.
You know, rich ladies love to take up other rich ladies. Go right ahead, rich lady.
No, this is what I think. First of all, and I'm going to take Justin with me. We've said it a million times on the show, we are against cancel culture. I genuinely believe people make mistakes when they are different people. I think people go through seasons, they shed different qualities about themselves. I think she made a really bad mistake. I think she feels terrible about it. I don't think she gives herself any slack. When she says, I have crushing weight on me every day, I believe that to be genuine. Mm-hmm. I know she's like, damn, Chrissy, like, why did I tweet something so stupid for this to come haunt me however many years later? I will say, though, as well, mm-hmm. that she apologized, and some people have forgiven her, some people have not forgiven her. For her to come out and say this, I mean, and I read the whole article, and I was a little stressed because I'm like, I still don't have my full-formed opinion. Uh-huh. I think in the old-school PR scheme in Hollywood, you make a mistake, you gotta go away for a little bit. It's just, unfortunately, the ticket you're given. It's not pleasant. I'm sure it's very traumatizing. I'm sure she's not in a great mental state, and I think the normal Chrissy pre-tweets would be able to communicate that and everyone would rally. I just think, unfortunately, right now, the smartest thing for her to do is just take her medicine a little bit and just let us forget for 4 months and come back. I just think she just needs to...
I was on that road with you, and I said the same thing. She should go away, come back later.
And you said that the first time.
I said the first time.
Yeah.
Reading this whole Instagram post, mm-hmm. the thing I think that Chrissy Teigen is struggling with the most is that she used to be the most loved person on Instagram.
She was funny.
People loved her. She got all this attention. Mm-hmm. And what happens is when you're not that person anymore and you go in the polar opposite, it's not about cancel culture anymore. It's about accepting your new life. Mm-hmm. Like, at this point, you just have a new life. There's going to be a smudge on your record. You just need to accept it and move on with
it.
It's like the girl who says, I don't want to always talk about my divorce. And the first thing you say is, how you doing? And she goes,
exactly.
Well, my divorce. It's like, if you don't want to talk about it,
I agree with you 100%. It's like, stop talking about it. Just, if you want to tweet, okay, just put out a tweet.
Yeah, I agree.
Stop with the fighting of, you're not going to... Yes, you were canceled.
I think it also feels like feel like throughout the long extended whatever posting thing that did I just stutter? That was insane. Thing that she did, it was sort of like I get the energy that she's like, let's just get on with it. I just want to get on with it. I want to move on from this. I don't want to keep dwelling on it. I just want to, and it's kind of like you have to let it sit for a second.
Right.
For sure. Just let it be. Everyone's gonna forget. Someone else is gonna mess up. This is how it goes. I know that she's trying to be open and communicative, and she also said like, look. You know, it's not easy for me to pretend like everything's okay, but I agree. It's like, you gotta stop drunk. Then just come out and say something funny.
Yes. Yeah. Just come out, yes.
Just sit out and
please. Just
we'll
be
okay.
It.
We'll be all right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there have been other people that have done it the right way. Someone like Nick Cannon, he did it the right way. He went away. He was quiet. You didn't see him, you didn't hear him. And then he just slid back in there. It wasn't about, I'm back, guys.
Yes.
Those days are gone. Just tweet, put out your pictures.
Yes.
That's it.
Right.
And everybody will move on.
Because she also has put out photos of her and John and the kids and stuff since prior to this as well.
Yeah.
So be in or be out, kind of.
For sure. And let me point something out. Whoever's doing Felicity Huffman's PR, because Felicity Huffman went to jail, got her ass out, is chilling, has not said a thing. No one's talking about Felicity
Huffman. And that's all we talked about for 27 episodes.
Yes.
Felicity Huffman's PR person is the equivalent to Lonnie's agent.
No, you know what I think? Yes, yes. Yes!
That is the most damn truth we've ever said.
Also, Felicity Huffman doesn't need the validation. That's the other
thing.
And
she genuinely knows, okay, I messed up, I gotta go away.
Yes.
I just think also the Chrissy thing is like...
I just think it's just stop saying, I'm gonna fight this and I love you guys. People love her.
You don't have to fight
we love
people
her.
Do
you ain't
love
gotta
her.
Do that.
No.
And she's done a lot of good, too, prior to this. She
definitely.
Has. She has done a lot of good. I mean, she's
but it's just a zinger. People need to watch what they tweet. People need to watch how they treat each other. That's where the lesson is.
Yeah.
And if you admit that and you keep saying that and do good, join a charity, you know, help out some girls, do some, you know, redeem yourself that way instead of saying, okay, I'm just tired of this and I want to tweet. No, redeem yourself in other types of ways because what she did was hurtful to a lot of people. And we're trying to change this culture of online bullying, harassment. So why don't you be the spokesperson, Chrissy? I'm going to tell you that. Be the spokesperson to change and try to help to, you know, stop this bullying and online harassment. Mm-hmm. Do that, and then that way. You know?
I agree.
Then you've done something good.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the comments, though, you know, we're saying, you know, 50% were like, oh my God, go away. And 50% were like, we're so happy you're back. And then there was like 1% in there that was like, where's John? Because John's been real quiet, but I don't think John should have to stand up for, you know, Chrissy Teigen.
He said what he did. He doesn't want to harp on this either. Like, he's living his life. He's doing The Voice. Like, he didn't tweet anything.
He said,
we still
talking about this?
He's standing by her. And, like, everyone, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, like, until she tweeted this, I thought we had moved on from Chrissy and the tweet.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, good. I just came to my own realization.
But then here's the question then. Are you, when you're with someone... Are you at fault for their past?
No.
Lonnie,
no.
If you say for better or worse, John Legend understands the assignment. When he said for better or worse, he is sitting in worse right now.
Right.
And he is trying to get his lady through this whole thing. I think that these people went through a culmination of things in such a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
They lost a child.
Oh,
they
my
lost
God.
An income. Mm-hmm. Your wife went from the most loved person to the most hated person in 24 hours. They're dealing with a lot. So I think for her, she's sitting in all of that and mm-hmm. she's only putting it on this one thing.
And I can't mm-hmm. imagine having to deal with, I mean, as you said, I mean, people really, really, really do love Chrissy Teigen. I mean, mm-hmm. I left Nightly Pop for 4 months. People hated me. I almost died. Now, you know, imagine being on that level.
Yeah.
It's really, it's not easy, but I like Chrissy. I forgive her for her tweets. I think she's going to be okay. I think she's just got to move on from this.
Yeah.
And as you said, just be in it. Or don't be in it.
Yeah.
But let's stop talking about it.
Yeah. And let's move on from this.
Girl.
Yeah.
Can we move on to something a little bit more interesting? Britney. Oh, sorry. Ooh.
You know
Britney
what?
Spears broke down in tears yesterday. This is not interesting. This is terrible. Begging the judge to end her conservatorship. Mm. She said she's extremely scared of her dad, Jamie, and says he has ruined her life. Britney even wants him charged with conservatorship abuse.
What's that?
Ooh, girl, we're going to explain it later on.
Okay.
We have to point out that Jamie has consistently denied accusations that he has abused his position. Mm. Are we surprised Britney went this hard and is being this aggressive?
Nope. Mm-mm. I think that was the start. The first time we heard her spoke, we knew she was out there to stand up for herself, get herself some freedom. She is not. I didn't even hear her say, I want to be out of this conservatorship. I want to be out of this conservatorship run by my father. That has always been the consistent theme throughout this entire Free Britney movement. And quite frankly, if there's a deal to be made at this point where somebody can step in, make sure that's a third party, and make sure she's on track with whatever is going on, which I wish they would tell us why she needs a conservatorship to begin with, I think it would save them a lot of slack. We would have, and I understand to your point, which you made a really good one with, you cannot release someone's medical records, but maybe there would be some sort of arrangement that they could let the public know Britney's under this because of this.
Because I don't think people understand.
They don't understand
how serious this
is. Exactly. There's a lot of speculation.
Yes, it sounded very serious from the court, you know, transcripts, but I want to point something out. Can you scroll that prompter down? Because I want to read this verbatim. Britney posted a Instagram of her doing cartwheels and horseback riding and thanking her fans on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it's, to me, it was like reading the court documents and feeling this like sense of like, oh my God, this is heavy. And then cutting to this Instagram.
It's like, it doesn't, it's not consistent for you?
It's like if a woman or a man is in court saying that she needs some $50,000 a month because, you know, they're getting divorced or, you know, his wife makes more money, but then posting that they're at Gucci two weeks later.
Strip it down is you feel like she feels she's conveying she's extremely trapped. She doesn't have control over her own life. People are making decisions on her behalf, but then she's in a field with horses. It's not consistent with what she had been complaining about.
The thing I'm saying is, and I'm going to say this, and I know people out there are going to get upset, but follow me here.
Okay.
We're with you.
An iceberg is only 20% of what you can see on top. There is a whole another 80% at the bottom.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
When Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, this is going to go on a real train ride, but Lonnie, buckle yourself in.
I'll stick with you.
When Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie went through that divorce and she fought so hard for custody, everybody was like, no, Brad Pitt, oh my God, he's such a great guy.
Right.
I have stuck with the saying, Angelina Jolie must have seen something because she would not be fighting this hard if she hadn't.
Okay.
So I think Britney's dad has seen something that we have not seen and is saying, I don't care what the public thinks about me. I'm going to sit here and ride and protect my daughter for all that it's worth. And I am not going to put her business out there because she has built this whole career.
But I get that. But one, he's getting a lot of money reportedly to be that conservator. So that's an issue I have. And two, I don't care what she is going through. She deserves to have her freedom. I don't care whether it's allegedly some mental issues, whether it's some physical issues, she still should be allowed to be that person that she wants to be. This is going to change. This is the reason why this is so, because conservatorships is massive. It's hard to get out of conservatorship.
Oh, my God.
They weren't made to get out of it.
Very, very hard. But I don't care if people want to make accusations about her. She should be allowed to live the life that she wants to live. If she spends all the money, she earned that money. She should be allowed to get her life back. It's been 7 years?
It's been a long time.
Your child is asking for that, and your child is asking for to be free, and you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to let you be free. Something happens 2 months later. Are you blaming the court? Are you blaming yourself?
You can put that money somewhere else. First of all, you can help your child, because there have been people that have had to do things. You hide the money, you shelter it, you know that, but there are certain things that she should be allowed to do. And that's why I'm glad you didn't read this. She has a new attorney.
Wait, okay, hold on. We are going to go to break, and we will have more about this later on in the show. I have a legal expert that I called to help us out.
Thank you.
We're also going to get Dr. Phil on the phone because Lonnie and I are having a beef.
By the way,
we'll be right back.
I put him on speed dial. He's waiting by.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 564-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can we play a little game of would you do it?
Yes.
Drew Barrymore is making a move on Leonardo DiCaprio. She responded to Leo's post about climate change, thanking him for being a pioneer in saving the earth. But then she went for it, writing, "You should be the only hot one, not our planet."
Yes!
Girl!
I like that. I like that. That was
good. Go for it.
That was a subtle, like, also watch my show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Also, we already know that he can't process a flirt coming from somebody older than 25.
You know what?
It's true.
Okay, so.
No lie.
Drew Barrymore, don't push this because he might short circuit at the idea alone.
Yeah. And it's honestly, I thought 25 was graceful. I'm sorry. It's really like a 23. We hit it at 23.
No. He's trying to win that next Oscar. Well, he's been
with this current girlfriend for a while now. And I mean, she is offensively beautiful, so.
I love Leo. I don't care.
Leo is forever the hottest person
Wait,
in the entire world.
Brad Pitt.
No, Leo's hotter than Brad.
Brad Pitt.
You think?
Yes, Brad Pitt.
Tweet us.
Lonnie, on a serious note.
Yes.
Have you ever publicly thirsted after somebody?
Oh, Idris Elba. Everybody knows.
And everybody does that.
No, honey, I ended up thirsting after him so bad that they ended up doing a surprise on the reel where they flew me to New York. I thought I was interviewing the director of his movie, and it turned out to be Idris. I lost it.
Okay, the things that happened to Lonnie on her other show that you might know about.
Should we start that segment?
By the way, how many birthdays? No one. Leo's not walking through the door.
Brad Pitt's not
coming through. This has been the longest standing entertainment network, and we can't get one person on this
set. Look, when I tasted the champagne and it wasn't Trader Joe's, I was like, what is going?
Yeah.
I was like this. Ooh, this is good. What is going on?
Lonnie's been here for a week. We got good champagne.
So bad.
I was on the call when Rebecca made. She's like, I'm going to make sure we have champagne for you. I was like, okay. Can I get a water, baby?
You know what it's like? When you had company over and all of a sudden, like, your mom's like, oh, he don't have to take off his shoes. Come right on in, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You want some Kool-Aid? Can I make you a plate? And I'm like,
y'all so bad.
I was saying Google Gaga fixing my own food. What is going on here?
You asked me who did I thirst after.
Yeah, but then we didn't know you were going to have a story that was going to shit on our face. So we thought an Instagram comment. We didn't know the hottest man alive was coming out saying hey to you.
No clue.
Awesome.
But who do you thirst after?
Everybody.
Everybody that comes on the show.
I left one on the guy. What's the brother's name from Bridgerton?
Rajon Page.
No.
That was the main Duke.
Jay something. His name is Jay something. I left a comment yesterday. It was like, wow. And yes, I am shooting my shot right here. Joel Osteen told me to ask with a big mouth. He said, do it with your mouth wide open.
Joel Osteen
said that today.
But you don't have a celebrity crush.
Jonathan Bailey is his name, and Jonathan Bailey is my celebrity crush.
Okay.
And if Karama wouldn't have played games so long, we would have been together.
Really? I do not see Karamo. I don't see Karamo with you.
Well.
Do you?
I saw a lot of Karamo.
Oh,
I'm just joking, kinda.
I love it.
Is that what happened? Did you? No,
now we're gonna go to break. I'm just joking.
Oh, you saw it.
It looks like Katie Holmes is bringing back the nose ring. Uh-oh. Here she is rocking a little diamond stud in her nose. Is this fashion? Would you do it?
First of all, that's Katie Holmes. Anyway, does that look like Katie Holmes?
You know, yeah, no, yes.
She looked like she got on one of my wigs.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the nose ring, no matter what. Like, I don't think it works for anybody.
For sure. But you know what I'm into?
What?
You know when you go through a breakup, and the more dramatic the breakup, the more dramatic the change
that
you take on?
Yes.
Like, you know, when she broke up with Tom Cruise, she literally disappeared and didn't show her face to anybody. She had this little romance.
Well.
It was cute and Gucci. They broke up. It was minor. So she got something small. She didn't have to change anything. And I think it's really important. Yeah, it's important for you to move on after a breakup and get a symbol.
Yeah.
Who was the breakup with?
The Emilio Vitolo.
Yeah.
He's actually friends with my husband.
Allegedly, Jamie Foxx. Okay.
Oh. Remember?
Yeah.
Lonnie, they didn't claim each other publicly.
No, allegedly. That's why I said allegedly.
Yeah,
so.
That's our favorite word.
We just saw, you know, pictures on the beach and stuff like that. Anyway, all right. So it's another guy. All right.
Yeah.
It's another guy.
He was cute, younger. Right?
Have you ever thirsted after somebody? Publicly?
You know, I've never had any luck with that stuff. I just, for some reason, I'm like the least desirable person.
That is not true.
You know what?
It's weird. Like, celebrity-wise, I think I'm annoying to most people.
Someone cut the footage of her flirting with George Clooney seven months pregnant.
First of all, I was not flirting. George Clooney's extremely charismatic, and I was very good at my job that day, and he engaged with me. And by the way, I looked in that interview should be a crime. That grainy-ass filter and my unwashed hair.
I wouldn't blame you, though. George is good.
Disarming
man. I got a story about that, but that'll be later on. Okay.
Another one?
Did they fly you to Lake Como to do a wine tasting? How was it?
I am done with Lonnie, and I'm done with this block.
Go to
break. We'll be back with Cardi B and Normani.
They're flying her damn Emirates to go to...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. It's time for the Hollywood Minute. Jojo Siwa opens up about her gay awakening on the latest 4D with Demi Lovato, and she reveals Jenna Dewan had something to do with it.
My mom saw it coming. My best friend, who's now my girlfriend, obviously saw it coming. My other best friend was like, hey, I'm dating girls now. And I was like, oh my God, me too. I think I realized that my very first gay awakening was Jenna Dewan's performance on Lip Sync Battle.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I think that was one of them.
Cardi B and Normani have dropped their cover art for their new collab on Instagram. The song's called Wild Side, and they for sure show that naked with just long weaves covering their bodies. Cardi captioned it, get your coins ready. The song drops tomorrow. And you won't believe this. James Gandolfini was apparently paid millions to turn down replacing Steve Carell on The Office. James' Sopranos co-star Steve Shrippa had Ricky Gervais on the podcast, and Steve claimed that James was paid $3 to $4 million to not take the role. Now, at that point, James had not worked in a while after, but had a deal with HBO and was working on another project, so it didn't happen. And that's your Hollywood Minute. Lonnie, have you ever heard of something like this?
I'm bored with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course Lonnie got a paycheck for nothing.
I'm over here talking to y'all. I've heard of exclusivity, but that's why I'm questioning why did they pay. So I guess this was after it was over and done.
Yes, it was. There was 4 years
in
between.
I'm so impressed with you right now. If you gave me $5,000 to tell you what the question was. Wouldn't even be able to make something up
so it was after they wanted to keep him. I would have took the money, but I've never heard of this before. This just shows you how much they wanted to protect, but I also think that they probably were going to try to do a spinoff.
Well, they were doing The Night Of.
Right.
And he was supposed to be in The Night Of, and it was supposed to be his big old comeback.
Mm-hmm.
So HBO was like, no, here's $3 of the $4 million. Just chill out.
Yeah.
Would you have taken it, or would you just take it?
Of course I would have taken it.
Hello?
Of course.
What are you asking?
What kind of check won't you cash?
Time to cash all the checks because there's so many. Her kitchen counter is loaded with
checks. They're really small, though.
Have you ever been?
She's signing doing things with her Bank of America app, like over the counter every night. It's like, $100,000. This person, and we're both like splitting nickels. Like, I'm giving you half my almond right now.
Oh my God. Sharknado stars Ayan Ziering and Tara Reid just became real life shark bait.
Uh-oh.
They tested out Discovery Plus's liability insurance while trying to prove if sharks can really jump out of the water like they did in those crazy movies. Watch this.
Dude, that bitch better not fall on my head.
That's why I'm wearing a hat.
This is ridiculous. I see like 10 sharks underneath the kayak. They're everywhere. I'm scared.
I feel like a human dish of ceviche up here.
Ooh,
ceviche.
So the real Sharknado with Ian Ziering and Tara is part of Discovery Plus's Shark Week. I have to ask you, have you ever noticed that there are no black people on Shark Week? Like, I've watched Shark Week for the last 20 years of my life. I have never seen a brother be
you
like,
you know what?
Yeah, man,
I'm
gonna,
I'm about to burst your bubble because Tiffany Haddish is a part of it this year.
She is.
She is. She's making jokes. She has blue hair.
But she's not out there.
No, she definitely. My white ass is not going out there. I don't want to do that ever. I don't want to go near a shark. I don't want to go near a spider. I don't want to go near a monkey. I don't want to go near any of an animal that's not friendly.
First of all,
I would do this for $3 million.
By the way, Lonnie, now it's going to happen. So
that's going to happen.
Great. See you on Shark Week. We better be going out for some Mexican food and a margarita on you.
Tiffany Haddish went to the same school of economics as Lonnie. Just, if it cashes, it's good.
Yeah.
Like, we'll take it. We will take it.
We're both trying to get more, but we just can't. The opportunities are not coming in.
No, but for real, Lonnie, how long did it take you to where you got to the point where you were like, I really do need one of those check cashing things at my house that I can just run the check?
It's not like that, really.
No.
Why do you think I work like a Jamaican so I can be like this, okay?
But how do you convince three networks to let you work? I can't even.
What do you
get...
mean? Look how good she is.
Yeah, but
joy,
she gets the...
a light, easy, flowing with
it's
us.
Called it's called exclusivity. Like
she... Right.
It's in your contract.
Oh, no, yeah.
Have you ever had exclusivity? I saw you twirling a sign out there before yeah. working.
I was like, come on in, Daily Pop, right now.
Oh, my God.
Good, it's break.
Coming
I need to eat my
up,
apple.
Erica Jane's big warning for the housewives and Lonnie's husband. Plus, we have more Daily Pop. We'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Erica Jane says her divorce is not a sham, and she has a message for everyone. Listen to what she told the ladies of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
What's being said is just, I mean, it's insane that my divorce is a sham, but nobody cares about the facts.
So when they say it's a sham...
They said my divorce is a sham so I can help hide assets. The answer is no.
How do you hide assets in a divorce, though?
I wouldn't know.
Divorce is very painful. And then having it called a sham is even more painful.
Please look at your bank accounts.
Yeah.
You have to.
You need to know where your money is, what's coming in, what's going out. Like, you need to know everything. And most women don't know.
Is she right? Do most women need to look at their bank accounts?
Ex-rich one over there.
Okay, so let me tell you. Funniest thing, I'm rich adjacent. Lonnie on her own, rich.
Oh, look, Lonnie's
rich.
Man is, look, Lonnie's man is
rich.
Right now logging
Lonnie,
on to Chase.com.
We know.
Chase.com.
Stop typing in the password.
Lonnie's phone is heavier from the amount of checks she's cashing, okay, via the app.
What?
I do think women, if you are a woman who does not work and you are solely taking care of the house, taking care of the children, and your man is responsible for bringing in the money, paying for your bills, paying for your life, you need to be in on those finances. You need to know what is going on. There needs to be a joint checking account where you're seeing what's happening, not a credit card where you can be like, oh, he loves me, he gave me a credit card. And then one day when your relationship crumbles to the ground, you're like, well, I don't have any proof or understanding of how our finances work. I think it's extremely important.
Yeah.
If you do not have your own money.
I think joint bank accounts are kind of scary.
They're very scary.
I would love a joint banking account where we can save money together and have multiple different mutual...
No, but that's different because you're talking about from... I'm saying if a woman has no sole income.
Same.
Right.
If I had no income, which I won't because my man's going to take care of me at some point,
okay.
I just need you to give me that check so I can deposit in my bank account so when the IRS comes...
Okay, that's fine.
I can say...
That's fine. As long
you know
as you're
mean?
Not just relying on an Amex that he's paying for every month and then one day he's not there anymore and then you're like, well, I don't know how much actual income there is and how much we're, like, dealing with.
For sure. I think a lot of women get in trouble. And I've told you guys about my friend whose husband was in the Madoff scenario and she lost everything.
Wow.
And she had clue. And like I've told people about Erica, when you meet a man who was already Mr. Aaron Brockovich.
Yes.
Time Magazine had you know, wrote articles about him.
There was a movie.
There was a movie about him. The last thing you're thinking about is, you think this man is ever going to do something illegal? He is Mr. Time Magazine. He is the Bar Association of Los Angeles. That's the hard part is you idolize somebody when you're so young and you get into a situation with somebody that you don't even watch your
own back. Well, you feel taken care of. You don't feel like you need to really delve in. I mean, they met when she was 24 years old, but I definitely don't think this relationship or this divorce is a sham. I do think Erica does a very good job of like talking about things without really saying anything.
But you can't. She can't say it because there's a court.
Is not easy to do.
I can talk and not say nothing.
Oh,
like,
really?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just keep talking and you just don't, you know, if they ask me a question.
Like, what did you have for breakfast?
You know, it was really good and I enjoyed it.
You know what? It's so funny. Actually, this happened to me last night. I asked somebody that I work with a question about something that's happening today, and they were both like, well, this is booked. And I'm like, you just straight up didn't answer. Like,
yeah.
You straight up didn't answer.
That's how you
question.
Do it.
That's a very smart person. I'm like, oh, I went here. It was this. I had this.
You're too transparent. Sometimes you got it. By the way, we expect people to give us all the answers when they don't have all the answers.
Exactly.
Ask somebody about their divorce a month after they filed. They don't know.
They don't know.
Anything. Mm-mm. And by the way, the best thing you could say is, I'm still figuring it out.
Yes.
But sometimes that's not enough for people. They want meat. They want blood. They want to know what you knew, how you knew, da da da. You know, it's all of these things. And I say this very often, when you're in a 20-year relationship in a marriage where you were going left and that person was going right,
yes.
And then Miss Corona came through and said, no, no, y'all got to stay in this house together,
uh-huh.
You realize it's lonelier with somebody in that house than it was when they were gone.
Right, and I also have to say, like,
you done said a word this morning.
Yeah.
You said a word.
Justin Osteen.
You and that Osteen.
I'm really on him today.
Oh my God.
But that's like, I mean, bringing up someone else that's recently divorced, Bill and Melinda Gates. You never know.
You know that they had that billionaire summit, you know, where all the billionaires talked about being billionaires and fabulous.
Yeah.
Anyway. So he apparently, allegedly, was close to tears and said it was all his fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, Bill?
Yeah.
Come on Daily Pop.
Give me that cash.
Let's talk about what you can do with that money.
Ooh.
You can deposit it.
Yeah. Give it to Lonnie.
Yeah.
After the break, more on Britney's big win in court. Our legal expert is unpacking everything. And Lonnie and I will finally hash out our differences. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot of questions about Britney Spears, so we brought in a legal expert. Welcome back, Tamar Armagnac. She's an attorney that was involved in Amanda Bynes' conservatorship, and she's back here to help us. How are you today?
Thank you for having me.
We need help.
Good. We need some help.
I'm here.
First of all, Britney's court-appointed attorney has officially resigned, and Britney was able to hire her own lawyer. Yeah. Is this a game changer?
Game changer. It's huge. It is exactly what Britney has wanted and is asking for. And I think we're all going to see the landscape of this conservatorship change dramatically.
I honestly think, and she said that her lawyer was controlled by the conservatorship as a whole. I feel like we weren't hearing Britney's truth because her lawyer was probably telling her not to do it.
Am
I correct on that?
You're absolutely correct. And I think her attorney has come out and said as much, that he was trying to hold back to protect her privacy and her rights. Totally different attorney, right? We saw yesterday an advocate, a fighter who got in there, who's not afraid to throw elbows, and he is there only for Britney, solely to advocate for her.
So my question is, I mean, this might seem silly, but as somebody who is on such a strict conservatorship, who has complained about not having daily freedoms, how does Britney go out and find her own lawyer? Like, I know that sounds silly, but how does she do that?
Not at all.
It's a great question. And the reason why she hasn't been able to do so for 13 years, you would
13.
Think that 13
we years. Said seven. I was like, it's way more than seven.
13 years. 13. She hasn't been able to go out and get her own attorney. This new conservator, Jody Montgomery, is taking a whole new, fresh take at this thing. Mm. It's her that advocated for Britney recently to get her own attorney, filed paperwork, actually showed text messages between her and Britney, and said to the court, you know what, Britney needs to have trust in her lawyer, just like the rest of us when we hire a lawyer. We need to have trust and confidence.
I have a question. What is this conservatorship abuse that she wants to have her father charged with?
It sounds like elder abuse to me. Am I wrong?
No, you're totally right. And usually this happens with conservators and conservatees in the elder abuse setting. Mm. Because as we know, a lot of conservatees are not like Britney Spears. They're elderly people with dementia, with Alzheimer's, people who are developmentally disabled or have suffered brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries.
And also people who are mentally ill can be under conservatorship.
That is
like
true.
Like diagnosed, right?
That is true to a certain extent.
Right.
But
yeah.
What's
okay.
the
to
abuse part?
The abuse part we're not clear on because she hasn't given us real details. It almost seems like she's describing an overly controlling situation that she's been traumatized.
She
under.
Wants more freedoms to be able to basically live her life as she sees fit. And yes. why do you think her dad is maintaining so strong on being the conservatorship and not letting,
I say it's the money.
Not letting up. Do you think he has well, I have two questions. First of all, do you think the court of public opinion is going to be so strong that he's going to be ousted?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that there is no reason for him to stay. Ooh. And I think this attorney yesterday called him out in open court mm-hmm. and outside of court, too, at his press conference. Why are you still here? Why are you still here?
Oh, my God.
So I do think he's not leaving by himself. That's what's so unusual.
Which also shows sort of not malintent, but not the best intention. Because why do you? I mean, I get that right. it is his daughter. He feels he's the best to protect her.
Right.
But also, like, I think what we really just sort of say all these fancy things. Why do we feel she is still under conservatorship? Do we feel it's mental health? Do we feel that it's just a matter of controlling her?
Well, we won't know because she okay. won't. There are reports that she won't sit for an evaluation, but I think she doesn't want to.
Which why? Because if I was Britney and I wanted freedom, I would sit for an evaluation and have somebody clear me and say, I spoke to this woman for however many hours. I don't see any reason for there to be conservatorship in place any longer. She is a 39-year-old whatever woman who's capable of taking care of herself. Why does she not sit down for an evaluation of any kind?
I agree with you if we are speaking, you and I and Lonnie and Justin.
Yes.
But Britney's been doing this for 13 years. Yes. This girl is tired. Mm-hmm. She's been evaluated by everyone over and over again.
And do you
I sense that.
Do you feel the evaluations have proven to be in the favor of her having a conservatorship, and that's yeah, why she
obviously.
Had one?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so because yes. I think there's a lot of conspiracy correct. Theories, yes. so we do need to get down to brass tacks of, like, she has been evaluated over the 13 years she's been under conservatorship, mm-hmm. and it has been shown to whoever's, because who's evaluating her, just so we're all clear? It's not her lawyer, it's not her father.
No, they're medical professionals, psychiatrists,
okay.
therapists.
Hired by her father?
Correct. They would be hired by a conservator.
So that's the problem.
And
that's
so now with this
now.
New attorney,
correct.
Hopefully some things will change.
Yes.
But the court will have to take her father off of being the conservator, correct?
Well, the court doesn't have to take her father off, although
but they would be the one in power
coming.
To do it.
That's correct. That is coming. We heard it yesterday. It's going to be filed immediately.
Wow.
And I can't imagine how her father could still stay on this case. He can't read the tea leaves. It's very strange to me.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate it.
You are so
it.
Informative all the time. Thank you so much. Thank
very
you.
Good.
Thank you. Yes.
Still ahead.
Yes.
We've got products to make your skin look perfectly smooth, and we're showing you how to get them with an insane discount that is next. Give me that brain. Are you ready for some amazing deals? Liliana's on maternity leave, but lifestyle expert Brandy Malloy has us covered in today's Deals for Reals. All right, she is going to show us exactly what we need to get that perfectly smooth glass skin look for all textures, colors, types.
Yes.
And I've already seen a few things that I already use.
Are you excited?
Yes, yes.
All right, Justin, but first you have to scan the QR code on your screen to score all these exclusive deals right now. Okay, so one of the most important steps to achieving that glass skin look is exfoliation.
Okay, that's the first step too.
Yes.
Oh my God, so what do you have
here? Exfoliation is big. It gets rid of all those dead skin cells to make your skin look brighter and healthier. So Murad makes this amazing Vita C triple exfoliating facial, which can really help to smooth out the texture of your skin. You can use it 1 to 3 times a week, and all you have to do is massage it into damp, clean skin. And how cool is this? So the formula changes from orange to white once it's rubbed in enough. Then you leave it on for about 10 minutes before rinsing it off. This is usually when I do like my deep conditioner in the shower, shave my legs. And after you rinse it off, it feels so good. This is like a microderm abrasion facial in a bottle.
And what I love about these things, especially this one, is in order to get the other serums that we're gonna tell you about into that skin, you gotta get rid of that first layer
it
first.
It is so important. That's how everything else actually works. So Murad is treating us to 30% off, so you're gonna wanna grab this before it's gone. Trust me, your skin is going to thank you for it. It feels so good.
Okay, what's next here? Because okay. I know after the exfoliation, that's the important stuff.
Well, this is about getting a deep, powerful exfoliation. This is a peel. Justin, have you ever used a peel?
Yes, I love peels.
Yes.
And they're honestly just as good as facials.
I agree, and I think sometimes people get a little nervous about peels. Well, this is a dynamic resurfacing peel and reset. That's big because people who use it say it improves the radiance and texture of their skin, but it's also super hydrating. So it's not just gonna peel, it's also just gonna moisturize and give you all the hydration. This is great for people who have dull skin because it can improve discoloration, age spots. So the first phase is the peel, which resurfaces your skin,
yes.
makes it glow, then you flip it over for phase two. This is gonna smooth that newly peeled skin with deep hydration. It's like a big drink of water. You can do it twice a week, but I'm telling you, even after one application, you're gonna feel and see a difference.
Love that, love that.
It's pretty much like two products in one. We're getting 25% off of that one.
I love this.
Huge.
By the way, easy to travel with.
Yes.
What is next?
Okay, so after you do the peel, you're gonna moisturize your skin. Now, e.l.f. Cosmetics makes this Jelly Pop Water Gel Moisturizer. Ooh. That's a watermelon-infused gel to liquid moisturizer. Now, this is made to absorb quickly into your skin for an instant boost of moisture and give your skin that fresh-faced glass-like glow. Now, the regular cost of this is $8.
Ooh.
And e.l.f. is giving us 25% off your purchase when you spend $30 or more.
Ooh.
So it's time to scan that QR code and stock up.
Oh, they are giving it away. This is one of my favorites.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Okay, so the last product is going to give you...
I got so excited.
Spray it around. Okay, this is Peach and Lily's Glass Skin Veil Mist. What fans love about this brand is how refreshing and hydrating it is. I mean, you can just keep going. Don't stop.
I spray people with this.
Oh, I just spray my daughter with it.
It's amazing.
You need a little reset. You need a little hydration. Peach and Lily is a huge name in the glass skin business. Everything is made with good, clean ingredients to help you get healthy looking skin. This one is cucumber water and peach extract. It just feels so refreshing. It can be used in so many different ways. You can use it like Justin and just walk around and spray yourself. You can use it before you put on your makeup for that flake-free look. Spritz it over your makeup. I love to keep this in the fridge for just a little afternoon pick-me-up before a Zoom. It just perks you right up.
What's
the
deal?
We scored 25% off of this one. It's an amazing deal. Now to shop everything here right now, you've got to scan that QR code or head to eonline.com/shop. And just so you know, E! Makes a commission for sales made through the site.
You guys, thank you so much, Brandi. You killed this skinning game. Give me that spray, girl. Up next, we know our celebs, but how well do you know their famous pet? Like, who's the owner of this cat? Play along in our game next. National All American Pet Photo Day. Who comes up with these days? Okay.
I don't know.
And we're gonna play a game of guess that celeb pet.
Yay! That's
all right.
A game. Love it.
First up, who is this kitty's owner? She famously said, after her Grammys, her plan was to go hang out with my friends and then go home to the cat.
Taylor Swift.
Could it be correct?
Oh,
Taylor Swift, everybody.
All right. What was that other picture?
Okay, here's a photo of Kuma the dog. Maybe some of that food will end up being leftovers.
Justin. Somebody.
Thoreau.
Yes. Justin Thoreau it is.
Yes.
Aww.
Okay.
I got music.
This dog mom is not only an actress, she's also the co-founder of a fitness brand.
I can't even
Who
see.
Who would it be?
Oh, wait, I can't see.
Look.
I'm gonna say, Gwyneth Paltrow?
Kate Hudson.
Let's see, is it? It's Kate Hudson.
They give her the answers in her ear.
All right, who says cats and dogs? Do it, say it.
No, we don't.
I just like hearing it.
This owner is playing Catwoman in the upcoming Batman film.
Oh,
any
God.
Guesses? Is it Zoe Kravitz?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz, everybody! We've got a huge show for you tomorrow. Thank you so much for coming.
Lonnie.
We love you, Lonnie.
Thank you for tomorrow and next week.
Yes. You guys check out Nightly Block tonight at 11:30.
Yes, yes.
Join us every weekday at 11. Don't forget to follow us on IG. We will see you tomorrow.